CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To France, to ascertain France, Simon Constable reporting for Barron's and Forbes and the Wall Street Journal and other distinguished publications on commodities. It is the time of COP27 meeting at Sharm el-Sheikh in Egypt, in which world leadership and the United Nations discuss the transition to renewable energy sources in the 21st century. Much in the news, of course, are the materials needed for renewables, and that is part of our commodity list. But we begin with the good old-fashioned commodity, the one that everybody cares about since the Egyptians ruled the earth. That would be gold. Simon, a very good evening to you in France. You have a discerning piece and available at Forbes about gold in the last calendar year. The surprise is, what happened, Simon? Gold is a very good investment. Can you explain this? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. This is fascinating. I get regular updates from the World Gold Council who track who's buying how much gold, not on a person-by-person basis, but on a sector-by-sector. And the investment sector, that's people who buy it purely for investment purposes rather than jewelry or for fabrication or central banks, but your private investors, that hit an 18-year low in the third quarter. And it was really quite shocking. It was like the investors had gone on strike. I was really quite stunned by this. They bought a total of 123 metric tons. That's about 4 million troy ounces. And, you know, that's not a lot when you look back at what is snapped up every quarter of a year globally by such buyers. I was a bit stunned by it. And it really matters, because when the annual rate of buying is less than 20 million ounces a year, then it's not bullish. It's not bullish for gold prices at all. Now, we've seen gold go up in the last few days, but we're in another quarter now. What happened was a massive amount of gold was sold from ETF funds. That includes the Spider Gold shares, but lots of others too. And it was a total of 227 tons were dumped there. And there was some buying by people who buy actual bars and coins to keep in safes. But it remains a bit of a puzzle to me why that happened. It may have been because they needed it for other purposes. You know, they needed the cash to cover margins or losses in other areas, and it hasn't been a very good year for all sectors of the market. It may have been they just got sick of waiting for gold to rally. Of course, as soon as they sold, almost as soon, we got a big rally. So we got a big rally yesterday of more than $40 an ounce. Anyway, I don't know, but it is interesting.
And the gold commodity right now, is that independent of what we're seeing in the market, Simon? The word bear has dominated the conversation about the New York markets for many months, and I believe it applies to European markets as well. Also, there's what resembles a bear market in cryptocurrency. So gold would seem to be in step with those discouraging moments.
Well, it is partially in step with those discouraging moments. They're certainly not encouraging. Gold really has traded in a sort of sideways band for quite a few quarters now. It hasn't been sort of heading up and then heading down to nothing. It may be related to crypto problems. Crypto has had a very bad time. People may have found that they needed cash after they'd lost their money in crypto and sold gold for that reason. And that is a good reason to own gold, is that you can always find a good market for gold. You can always get cash for it. It's not like other things. If you go back to the financial crisis, which you and I remember very well because we spent a lot of evenings discussing it, there were some securities that you couldn't sell at any price.
Right.
And you could always sell gold. So if you got a bit of gold in your chest and you're short of cash, you get it out, you sell it, and use that cash for whatever you need it for. The other thing I would say is that the thing about gold is that it hasn't lost nearly as much as other areas like the NASDAQ, which is the tech heavy index. That's come down dramatically, and gold has remained quite firm in a bigger sense of the word. It obviously has had its fluctuations. So it's not really moving in sync. It's, you know, we've seen the everything rally and then the everything bear market. Well, that everything didn't really include gold. Gold sort of sat really quite stable in comparison to those other things. It's an interesting thing, and I will be investigating this more and talking to people and finding out what they think.
The commodities markets in general, I do not see sharp movement in oil. We're all awaiting the ban and the cap news in Europe in early December. There's an agreement there. Natural gas doesn't look to be spiking. Everybody's full of this, full up storage in Europe. You've reported on that in these last weeks. And also your climate, Simon. Now, you're in paradise. You're in the south of France. But even your climate seems moderate. Is surfs up in the Mediterranean? How warm is it, Simon?
Well, yes. Yesterday, my wife and I went off to Albi, which is nearby. It's a very ancient city with a stunning cathedral there. And we're wearing shorts and T-shirt. And it was a really lovely day. We're getting up into the 70s, warm, sunny, nothing not to like. It wasn't raining, and the same the day before. Today, there's a little bit of rain, but it's still warm. So, no, we're not seeing coldness this winter. It's not harsh weather yet. I'm hoping it'll stay that way, but we'll see. It's very nice.
And back in Edinburgh, I know you entertain yourself when you glance at the Edinburgh weather and you see, oh, it's raining and cooler. Yes. I'm reporting from London with my colleague, Mr. Sternberg, that the London heating season has not been stark in any fashion. There have been days when you have to open the windows if your floor heating is on. So London is enjoying a calmer start to the heating season as you are.
Yes, and I would think that's all part of the same thing. I would think in Scotland, though, it's going to be so damp that will be the issue for most people. Though while it will be warmer than usual, it's still quite chilly up in Scotland most of the time, and it will be damp. You know, you've lived there. It rains a lot in Scotland, and that tends to make you feel a bit colder whether you are or not.
Yes, it's November. It must be raining. That's Scotland. Okay, now,
yes, Simon, it is.
Simon, other commodities that we're watching, food security has not been rocked, despite the games that Russia's playing out of the Black Sea Basin, the Russian and Ukrainian crop. However, lithium, Simon, look at that lithium. My goodness, they call it the white gold, but that's inadequate given what gold is doing. These are diamonds, the diamond fields.
This is incredible. It really is. It's gone up approximately threefold in the last year, and it looks to be heading higher. I'm looking at a chart of the prices now, lithium carbonate, and it has a lot of zeros behind the price, but that is because it's in Chinese yuan. But it looks to be trending higher and higher and higher. And I don't see anything, you know, really making that stop unless suddenly there's an about face and people don't want electric vehicles anymore. It will continue to go up and people will continue to pay the price. Very interesting.
Other commodities we pay attention to, nickel, which is a part of the transition into renewables, and rare earths. I don't know that rare earths are generally understood as commodities, because right now China has amounts to a near monopoly. But in any event, this is about COP27. And right now COP27 is speaking of the future, speaking of renewables. Is this a big topic in France, Simon? Because France has all those nuclear reactors. Does that make transition to renewables a critical issue for them? Do they claim that the nuclear is already renewable?
Well, they're not claiming it's renewable, but they are claiming it is clean. And as long as you don't have an accident in your nuclear reactor and you look after the waste that, the radioactive waste properly, and that does take some effort to do that, then you do have clean energy. And they're very good at running nuclear power stations here. One of them was shut down during the drought this summer because it was too hot and there wasn't enough water from the rivers to cool the nuclear plant. So they just turned off the nuclear plant for a while until rain came. And that seems to be a sensible thing to do. there have been no big disasters on the nuclear front here. We know that there was in Chernobyl, which is Ukraine, basically, and there was in Fukushima in Japan, and there was the Three Mile Island stuff in America, but there really hasn't been one here. So I think that's giving them a bit of breathing space. What is interesting, though, is in the part of the country I live, almost everyone I know uses wood-burning stoves to heat their house. Now, yes, that's renewable, but is it clean? I'm not so sure. You know, certainly a lot of smoke goes off and a lot of particles go into the air. And that suggests, you know, to me that there's going to be a little bit of pollution from that. You make your own decision on that. But that is an interesting thing.
Final concern, 15 seconds. Diesel still readily available at your local petrol station?
Yes, earlier today, but it's gone over €2 a litre, which would put it well in excess of $10 a gallon. You can get it, but you got to pay. You got to pay through the nose.
Simon Constable, for writing for Barron's and Forbes about gold, 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 part of the mystery of the present market condition. I'm John Bash.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.